Greetings and welcome to the Positively Being Well podcast, where we explore health and well-being from a positive standpoint. My name is Jeannie. I am your host. This is episode number 23 being made available for you on February 27th, 2022. Our topic of discussion for today is life is a series of transitions and choices. Now, let's get started. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational and educational purposes. It is not intended to replace medical or psychological care by a professional. If you are in need of medical care, please do visit the appropriate professional. Take what you like from this podcast and use it at your own discretion. So this episode is the final episode of the Positively Being Well podcast. And today I would like to take a bit of time to share a bit of my own story and to let you know that it's okay and healthy to choose to make the choice to choose another direction in your life. I started this podcast as a way to give back and to offer some good to the world after over a year of being in the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic. My thriving massage practice had been shuttered for that year, and I needed to do something to contribute, to give back, and to benefit people's lives, because I had not been able to do that with massage, which had been my outlet of giving back for 24 years. I'm now entering my 26th year as a therapeutic massage therapist. So I greatly needed to give back. So I felt that a way I could be socially distanced and give back was to offer a podcast that offers hope and healthy, positive ways for people to enjoy their lives despite living in a pandemic, a global pandemic. So I did that. I studied. I learned how to produce and create a podcast. I learned where to post it and make it available for people. I created the Positively Being Well website with the resources that are available for you. And I did that as my outlet to give back to the world while I was kind of in limbo as to what would happen with my future as a massage therapist. And since then, I have reopened my practice, and my practice is now getting back to a level that keeps me quite busy. And also, I've returned during the pandemic to creative writing as a means of self-expression. And creative writing and reading and studying writing and reading and literature is a passion of mine. It's what I did for my bachelor's degree. I earned a bachelor's degree in English, and really what I wanted to do after that degree was I really wanted to continue on and receive a master's degree in English literature and writing and reading. But my practicality won over, and instead I decided to earn a master's degree in counseling psychology. And that's what I did. I earned my master's in counseling psychology and went on to complete an internship and become a licensed marriage and family therapist, which I do minimally. And that education continues to inform my interactions with my massage clients, with my family, with my friends, and with myself, actually. But since the pandemic started and I've returned to creative writing as an outlet for my self-expression, I have really returned to my love and enjoyment of writing and of reading and of studying language and the written word, and how that form of creativity can really feed my soul, but also be a way to connect with other people. So I have become brave in this year and been contributing my writing to publications and to contests. I actually won a local writing contest for the fall of 2021. I won that local writing contest, and that was kind of my impetus to start to really focus on writing and submitting my writing. So between being a mom, a wife, a small business owner as a massage therapist, and writing, I really have found that time, my non-renewable resource of time, has been feeling quite strained, and something has to give. So after some soul searching and some self-reflection and some journaling and some thought, I've had to make the decision that the thing to give is going to be this podcast. And I will continue to give back to the world as a massage therapist, as a writer, and by leaving this podcast available and the Positively Being Well website available with all of its resources for people to discover and hopefully utilize as a way for inspiration. And I wanted to take this episode as an opportunity to let you know that it is okay to think about and to contemplate your life and to evaluate what is working and to acknowledge that sometimes things need to change, and sometimes things that you started, you realize that now your life, as it changes and evolves, needs to make a pivot and make some more changes. But also to recognize that change is scary. It's very scary. It's scary for me to be submitting my writing for publication. I've always kept my writing private, and now I'm submitting it for publication, and that is scary. And you can think about what is important to you and what aligns with your personal values and your purpose and how you best want to spend your time, and make changes to feel more aligned so that your life is more aligned with your personal values and purpose. And I wanted to give the example of what is I'm experiencing for myself and for my life as something that you could know that you're not alone in recognizing that choices and transitions are a part of life, and they can be exciting, they can also be scary. And I want you to know that the podcast will remain live, as well as the resources and courses on the website. I am reducing the cost of the courses so that they are more accessible to everyone, so there will be no need for a discount code. All the costs will be being reduced, and that I am so grateful for everybody who has listened and supported the podcast, and for the time and space that I had to make the podcast and resources available for you. And I hope that that you've gotten some good and some benefit from what I have had to offer for you. And I want you to remember, as always, you are enough. So I'd like to invite you to visit positivelybeingwell.com's website to enjoy the free resources and the paid courses at a lower cost to you. The two courses that are available as of this recording are the Massage Your Baby, How to Connect with Your Baby Through Massage, and the Self-Massage for Headaches course. And those are going to be available for you for $12, and you'll have unlimited access to those courses to watch and rewatch them as your time and schedule permits and as you need to. And once again, I do greatly thank you and appreciate you for tuning in and listening to this podcast. And my hope is that you have and will continue to get benefit from this and each of the previous backlisted episodes.